collards. All right. Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Yes.
What are some different names for these fences?
Picket.
All right. What would you call the kind of wire fence that you might catch your pants on when you tried to climb over?
Barbed wire.
And then what did you call that extension you might build above the top rail to save llama while keeping the fence high enough to hold in the big animals?
I wouldn't know.
All right. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
pole.
All right. What would you call more than one of them?
Post.
All right. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Stone wall.
All right. The term would you use? What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
China.
Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
No.
All right. Have you never seen pictures of eggs made out of that?
No.
Alright. Have you ever been into a department store and you've seen a little glass things shaped into an egg? Was there ever a name that you might have given those little things that were sitting around in the department stores? What were they called?
Let me see. China egg.
Alright. Alright. What would you use to carry water in?
Jug or pitcher.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
All right. Would you call it something else if that bucket type container is made of tin, galvanized metal, or plastic?
Picture.
All right. What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for the pigs?
Slop bucket.
All right. Did you have one with legs in the old fireplace? A type of a bucket, and you're probably not old enough to know anything about that, but you might have heard your parents and grandparents tell stories about what they call, thing with legs in the old fireplace?
No.
All right. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
All right. Would you use this for anything else? A wash pot. Would you use this for anything else like boiling potatoes?
Yes, you can cook in it.
Alright, and when you boil water on the stove, what might you boil the water in?
Boiler or kettle.
Alright, what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep it in the house?
Flower pot.
Is there any, what would you call the containers in which you put your cut flowers?
Vase.
Alright, what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you are setting the supper for table?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Alright, if you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak blank by the plate.
A steak knife.
Alright. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must blank the dishes.
Wash some dishes. Wash the dishes.
All right. After she washes the dishes, she then...
dries the dishes.
Rinses. All right. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Dishcloth.
What do you call the smallest...